you have to try this.
Okay, just a bite.
Hey everyone, welcome to Social Takeout, small bites of social discussion. I am Jeremy.
And I'm Sarai, and this is our 30th episode. Hey!
Yay! Yeah. We've been doing this shit for 30 weeks.
Yeah. Okay, so some of our past episodes are race relations between minority, race within the LGBTQ plus community, weight and body image, exes parts 1 and 2, hair, interracial relationships. There are so many. 29.
So, and we have more.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking about homelessness next week. We're actually going to be talking about if you like feet, to keep things on the light note, open relationships, appropriation weddings, toxic masculinity, a whole bunch of interesting topics coming up as well.
Yeah. So yeah. If you've listened to us before, to any of those 29 past episodes, please go give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah,
and sorry, if there is not enough for you, if those 29 episodes and this 30th one is not been enough, join our Patreon.
Unless if you're one of our parents or
our
ex-lovers. Well, wait, rich. That's all yours. But that's pretty much all everyone who's actually on Patreon.
You guys gotta join our Patreon. It's my mom, it's my ex-friends with benefits, and my dear friend Holden, who was one of our guests. So
yeah.
All right, moving on.
And also, regarding today's episode, share this episode with a friend who actually may have daddy issues. Sarai will explain why.
I really hate that phrase, but we are talking about sugar daddies. And why are we talking about this, Jeremy?
Well, some people I know, maybe this person I do with a podcast with, both her and I have had sugar daddies in our life. And we actually know people who, you know, it's actually a much more common thing that we actually think. So we thought we'd actually talk more about it. But before we even get into that whole, our experiences and stuff, what is a sugar daddy?
Okay, so according to Urban Dictionary, a sugar daddy is a boyfriend who comes with financial benefits. they can help cover various bills, tuition, and frequently enjoy giving gifts to their partner.
Marcus, can he be? can a husband be a sugar daddy?
We'll get into that. And the short answer is no. And Urban Dictionary specifically says a boyfriend.
Specifically, yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So now sugar daddies also exist on 3 different levels. So this was like news to me when I found out.
Yeah,
so
there's hilarious.
I know. So there's Splenda Daddy, which is the lowest end. So he promises to shower a partner with cash and gifts, but often is limited by his income.
Mm-hmm.
Loser. But next is the sugar daddy, who has a budgeted amount of funds that he allocates to his sugar partner on a weekly or monthly basis. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Last is a honey daddy, who is a cream of the crop. His income has no bounds, and he can easily support multiple sugar partners. So, what kind of daddies did or do you have in your life, Sarai? So, like you said, a husband cannot be a sugar daddy.
Yeah, I don't think so, because there's a whole bunch of bullshit that comes along with marriage. where it's like, if this is a casual arrangement, I'm not putting up with any of this. So there was a period of time in my life where I really wanted independence from my family, but also had no money. So I like really wanted one, but surprise, surprise, no one wanted a fat, opinionated, black sugar baby. Well, actually, one of them did, but he was like really creepy.
How do you even go about finding them?
Just online. Like, there were different sites. The one guy that I met who was interested in it, like, and so this is when I was like in college. So the one guy I met in college who was like totally interested in it, I met him on a regular site. It wasn't like specifically for sugar daddies and babies, whatever. But he was like so creepy, when I tell you, like, your creep factor has to be really big, like, to creep me out, basically.
I mean, if he's looking for a sugar baby, is already kind of, I don't know. Maybe I'm stereotyping too much. But,
maybe, but yeah. I think that's spot on. No, he was just older, and then, like, I'm trying to, like, get a concise description of his job. So there
job,
was
sugar daddy
job. Yeah. No, his job was changing, like updating surveillance in Manhattan. So like that would be cameras and like the,
so his job is
network.
Creepy too.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, ooh, okay. Really, really creepy. And like, I definitely had a little bit of a harassment problem after I was like, yeah, I don't want to go out with you.
What?
Okay. But so moving along. So I guess we could talk about that on our Patreon because that's also some hot
stuff. Yeah, you need to get into that. You can't just like leave it there. I had harassment issues.
Yeah. Okay. But so then after my first marriage ended, I sort of fell into a relationship with this guy who very much put up the facade of like being a sugar daddy and like was really into like this image of himself, you know?
Oh, he liked the image of being a sugar daddy.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was totally into it. And I was like, okay, great.
So it's not even a secret. Like, he's open about it. Like, yeah, he's actually looking for sugar baby sort of idea.
But so, like, once I got to know him, it was very, very clear that he could not afford to be a sugar daddy anymore after his divorce.
Wait. So he was a splendid daddy.
Is there something like lower than a splendid daddy, like a molasses daddy?
Like a sugar god.
Like a sugar free daddy.
You actually had to pay for it.
Yeah. So like it was just he was just clinging to that image of himself. And it was just like, okay, like, you know, I like you as a person. So it's a thing, like every time I was potentially in one of these arrangements, I'd never found them on one of these sugar daddy sites. So it was weird. It's very strange. But I have had many patrons, which has caused some tension in past relationships because there's like this lack of understanding of like what a patron is and what's expected of the person receiving patronage.
What is the difference?
Sorry, my neighbors are like, I don't know what they're doing. It sounds like they're rolling a ball across the ceiling. Anyway. So patrons pay for things like voice lessons and summer programs and like tuition for summer programs and travel to these summer programs, sort of, but there's no expectation that they're going to get anything in return. Now, some of them get this confused, you know?
Like me, because I'm so confused because like, they're sugar daddies that you don't have to do anything. Like, you don't even have to sleep with them.
Okay. So I had one patron. His name was... Maybe I shouldn't say his name. His name was...
Too late.
God, what? John. His name is John. No, that sounds like I'm a prostitute. Jeremy, come up with a name. His name was Baron. Okay. So Baron was very old, like 80s, and he had been an opera singer, but lost his hearing.
Go girl.
And so I'm ignoring you. So he lost his hearing and couldn't do that anymore. And then he was an investment banker and made a bunch of money. Didn't have any kids. Didn't have any family. So what he did was fund the careers of other upcoming opera singers. So he would pay for my lessons anytime I wanted to have a special coaching. One time he gave me like $800 to go shopping because I was going to this competition in Spain. And he was like, you have to look fantastic. Like, please go buy all the dresses. And like, he was just so sincere and just this very supportive man who like, basically I would go see him once a month and he would give me a voice lesson, but mind you, he's like partially lost his hearing, you know? So
yeah. So I was wondering, yeah.
Yeah. So he just wanted to like keep his ears on me, like no puns intended. Just to like make sure that I was, developing in my voice studies, you know? So that was the only obligation.
Yeah. And being a good girl.
No, that was never said. He very much was like, your husband sounds like bad news, but I'm going to let you, deal with that on your own. But no, like he was never sexually inappropriate. He would, whenever he would come to one of my shows, he would say, do you see her legs? That was the most inappropriate thing he ever said. So, you know.
Yeah. So that's a difference. A patron is basically, there's nothing sexual involved.
Correct.
Basically. Yeah. It's more, which is also interesting because I thought that was also sugar daddies. I think they want it, but they don't get it. Maybe that's the difference.
Well, I think that's like very much the image that's projected, but I think there very much is an expectation that if they're your sugar daddy, you are giving them sex, period. You know, because like the one situation I found myself in where I could have been a sugar baby, if he had said there's no sex necessary, I would have been all over it. You know, you're going to give me money just to hang out with you and not have sex with you? Great.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Okay. So what about you? Have you had one before and which level?
So
and do you want one now? Like, you're single.
Oh, that's a loaded question. But, okay, what about me? Yes, I've definitely had sugar daddy, I believe. Because it's hard now because it's like, what level? Because he didn't have, like, a budgeted income for me, like, according to this definition. But, so how I met him was at a bar. And I was living in London every poor 19-year-old does. But I wanted to go partying. It was in Soho in London, this bar called The Village. So for those of you who go there, you know what that place is like. There's people dancing on the bar, the strippers. So you already know the kind of place. So I went there with a bunch of friends. I couldn't afford to buy too many drinks. I was just like, I'm going to stick with my water because water is free.
Hilarious.
I think he heard it and he offered to buy me a drink. Yeah, and from there on, that relationship sort of, I say relationship because it's not like a boyfriend relationship, but I actually did like him as a person. He was actually a very nice guy. And whenever I go there, he was always there. Mm-hmm. I don't think we exchanged numbers ever. He was just
gonna
always there.
I was going to say, if you like took things to the next level, do you think that he would have become like a sugar daddy?
So yeah, so that's what I'm getting. So every time I go, they'll buy me drinks and stuff like that. That's how we sort of bonded, like in that bar. But then there was a point where I couldn't make rent at one point because this is right before the recession. I didn't have a job. I was just like so broke. I was so scared. What the fuck am I going to do next? And I remember talking to him about this with no expectation. I swear to God, no expectation of him to help me with anything. But I was just – he was just there to listen to me. Like he was a good listener. Mm-hmm. And he decided to pay my rent for that month. Which was £900 at that time. Because I was a bougie girl who actually liked to live in her own apartment. But like instead of – I couldn't do the whole sharing a room thing. It was just way too much. So I lived in like the worst part of town with
a prostitute sharing
my wall.
Wait. I was like, wait, your roommate was a prostitute? Why didn't we have her on Sex Workers?
No, like this is like literally there were thin walls and I think her head of the bed and my head of the bed met by the wall and I could hear everything. So that's sort of a situation I lived in. But it was so expensive. London's a very expensive city. At that time, this is 2009. I paid £900 a month. So he decided to pay. That's a lot of money. Yeah. And I think he would have continued to pay for it if I really couldn't. But I was just my father's son and was super proud at that time. Uh-huh. Like, I can pay for it myself.
He would have continued paying for it if you had started putting out.
Probably, but ew.
That's kind of what we're getting at, right? The heart of the thing is that we both find this sort of lifestyle a bit creepy and gross. you know, I mean, because like when we've cute. Been, yeah, but so that's the thing, like attractive men aren't going to do this. So it's like when we both have been presented with the but possibility.
But attractive is also subjective. Like, for example, sure. what you find attractive, what I find attractive, like we both know this. We're both like to look at each other like, ew, what the heck is wrong with you? Yeah. But, oh God, like Marcus, I'm not talking about you. I remember that he was like super.
He, you hurt his feelings.
I know it's not him. Okay, but there's been other situations, her exes especially. Sorry, Tom, but I can't go anywhere. Like everything is like connected now. But what I mean is like that's subjective. So what this person maybe what a person finds attractive is subjective. That was my whole point with it.
Yeah, sure.
And but we you both and like I, older like, men too, and a lot of times yes, sugar daddies.
This is true. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that for both of us, when we both have been presented with the possibility of this arrangement, we were creeped out.
Yeah. But the thing is, I was also creeped out because I wasn't attracted to this person. But if that person was actually like my type,
yeah,
I would really go with it. Like that brings me to my question. Do you want one now? I think you want a unicorn.
You want an attractive older man who's rich, who's going to treat you like his wife. And then
is that
pay
too much
you.
To ask?
Yeah, that's a lot. That doesn't
I just
happen.
Need a stipend. That's it. I want my own apartment. I don't want to be living with this fool. I just give me like 2,000 euros a month or something. Just transfer it.
Hilarious. Okay.
For sure. I'll be okay. I'll pay for my tickets because I would love to travel once this pandemic is done.
Okay,
private jet
so...
would be preferred.
Moving right along. there is an article on Business Insider called Sugar Daddy Explains Why He Dates Sugar Babies. I think that this is actually really telling about the mindset of straight men who are up for this sort of arrangement and of their views of women. So I'm going to read this quote. It's not super long. Okay. Quote, older women who have been married expect things while sugar babies are grateful to get them. He goes on to say, quote, I would never get married given the no contest divorce laws in California and the courts that favor the woman. I have friends who lost their retirement savings late in life due to a wife who got tired of the marriage and took the house and bank account and then found a boyfriend who did their bidding. My own brother has had a long divorce and custody battle. In fact, he spent much more on divorce lawyers over the years than I have on sugar babies. End quote.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So like, first of all, I don't.
First of all, his view on women.
Yeah.
Let's start there.
Well, I was going to say, I don't think women get divorced because they're tired of the marriage, like fed up with misogynistic bullshit. Maybe, you know?
Yeah.
So like, in my opinion, this type of arrangement boils down to women being a commodity and like being clear, like commodities or like products have no rights or power or voice. So like, how could someone who is economically desperate in most cases, mm-hmm. And a commodity or a product give any form of consent in the situation, which is kind of why I don't think you could like be a sugar baby as a wife, really?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Because imagine being married to a fool like this as well. First of all,
oh my God,
you will get a divorce. Yeah. Like if that's his view, like, can you imagine being married to someone?
No, what? I couldn't. You would either get a divorce or like you would just have a lover, you know?
Yeah. And try to make it as messy as possible too, because I will take all that money and leave. But yeah. Because you've been treating me like shit for all these years.
Yeah.
Putting up with all that crap. Like,
but so
yeah.
I think this like mindset is like directly tied to toxic masculinity. Yeah. But so like, do you think that's also true for like the quote gay side of things? Like,
yes. the interesting parallel is, of course, it's two men involved, but and I'm not saying every gay relationship or interaction is the same, but there is a group of people where one takes the more masculine side and one takes the more feminine side, according to what society considers masculine-feminine sort of idea, like in a straight relationship. And they get off on that. I have particularly been on dates with people where okay, I don't mind this, but there has been dates where a guy actually felt all kinds of weird when I split the bill on a date, for example. Mm-hmm. That sort of situation. So there's already that masculinity, sort of straight sort of side of things bleeding into the gay relationship. Yeah. Now, I am 100% sure I've not really been in like a full-blown gay sugar daddy situation, but I know that definitely exists because there are rich gay men and sure. They probably think the same thing too because all these little twinks... It's the way they see it. Right. They just want to, I just want to have sex with them, but I don't want to be annoyed or live with them or just use them sort of idea. Because if you have the money and so much money that you can just like easily spend it on people and use them like people, like use them like commodities, I'm sure gay people do that too.
Yeah. So then, what was this other question? So then, do you think that this is a type of sex work?
We talked about this in our sex work episode, remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With your friend. And he says yes. Because I was like so up in arms with the I have done sex work. Mm-hmm. And you were like, no, you haven't. You were a sugar baby. But yeah. And then we asked him, but because there was no sex involved, but you're using your sexuality in a way. So is it sex work? I would say in a way it is, but not the sex what we think. With sex, what we think normally is what? Intercourse. There's genitalia involved or whatever. But in this case, it's like the idea, you're giving the sort of illusion that it could happen. It's sort of the same thing as a stripper. You don't have to have sex as a stripper, but it falls under sex work.
Yeah, but so like I don't think there's like this illusion between sugar babies and sugar daddies. I think it's very clear that like if we have this arrangement, you're going to have sex with me. And I think that like the guy buying drinks and paying your rent that one time, like had you continued with that arrangement, I think there would have been like immense pressure to have sex with him, you know,
maybe,
get cut off.
He definitely wanted it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he also made comments on it, but it was more like, I'll brush it off and just flirt sort of idea. Oh God, my life was so different. I'm like, it's like a whole different life back then. Nowadays, if I tried, it'll be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I know. It's like, there's so much stuff I'm not willing to put up with now. Like there's no way I could be a sugar baby.
It was fun though, I have to say. There was some sort of like danger involved in it, and I'm not saying everyone should go and be a sugar baby, but I'm saying at that moment when I was actually really desperate for money, or and it was a surprise. It wasn't like I was going out looking for a sugar daddy sort of idea.
Yeah, but so
it just happened. Yeah.
Do you think that this sort of arrangement like exploits economic desperation, so like really broke people, you know, like college students for one?
Oh, for sure. Especially, I think, in the U.S., where tuition fees are, like, really high. Kids over here, probably, if you talk about tuition, they're going to be like, huh? What do we need to pay for? It's free education. When you have to get an education to get ahead in life, and that comes with a huge price, literally a big bill, I think it does exploit. Because you're looking at the target market for sugar daddies a lot of times. Yeah. Because I think a lot of times sugar daddies are also interested in people who can actually speak, and education is a part of it too. Because if you're going to college, you're probably interested in a particular topic, and you can talk about the topic. So a lot of times they also like the company. It's not just, oh, sex, that's it.
You know, you say that and I don't know, like, so like two things, just thinking about like when you said like people over here, so like German women specifically come to mind. It's like they're so opinionated and outspoken. I couldn't imagine.
You're going to pay for my bill? What do you think of me?
You know, But then the other thing is, like, so in some of our reference material, there's this one 60 Minutes interview with this guy who started a sugar daddy site and uses it and has a live-in sugar baby. He would not let them interview her on camera by herself. Baby. Yeah. And so then, like, they were asking him questions about her, and he was like, well, you know, she's going to college, so it's lucrative for both of us. I pay her tuition and blah, blah, blah. And then the interview was like, well, we asked her off camera and she said she's not going to college. Well, yeah, she's thinking about what she wants to do. And, you know, so it's like, it really feels like
escorting
this. Yeah, it feels like escorting, and it feels like it's a fantasy that's being passed off as something that could be reality. But really, I think it's sex work, which is, like, fine, you know, but I think the problem is when, like, that's not clear, you know, like when women or gay men have this idea of, like, yeah, I can, like, get this man to pay, like, my bills and my apartment and, you know, never have to have sex with him. It's like, no,
let's keep it as like real as possible. Like, you will not be a sugar baby if you are not considered attractive to the sugar daddy.
Yeah.
Right? So there's clearly sexuality involved in it. So that's the reason why I think it's sex work. I mean, you can also, I think, be a sugar baby and not actually have sex. I personally know sugar babies. I mean, they could be lying too, but I don't think they are. And I was a sugar baby. I never had sex with the person. I mean, it could have ended up in that. But even if it's for some time.
So, like, I feel like your position was, like, on the way to having this arrangement. Do you know what I mean? Like, having someone pay your rent once. I don't know.
I could have went to school for free. Damn it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. For me, it seems toxic. For me, I've grown a little bit, and I feel like that would not be an arrangement that I would be comfortable with.
As long as the sugar baby has some sort of control, because
How would they? How would they have control? They have no agency. They don't have their own money. You know, if they're if this is a model that exploits people who are, like, financially desperate, they don't have any control.
There are some situations where they could be completely exploited, but there are people who are sugar babies who make this a career. So there was a TV show on this. This is how horrible I am when it comes to TV. Like, I love watching trash television, but it was about sugar baby and the lifestyle, and is it actually supposed to be sex work? And they're just defending, saying, I don't sleep with any of them. I have 5 sugar daddies right now. I have this huge mansion that I live in, their own mansion that a sugar daddy bought for them, and they're buying them Louis Vuittons and shoes and traveling. They just
I call bullshit.
But the thing is, even if they're having sex, if they're having sex, so there's, like, 5 men, rich, really, apparently they want to keep their identity a secret because they're, like, politicians or something weird. And one of them is actually even cheating. She actually mentioned that, like, he's actually a married man and he uses her for this. But the thing is, it's not just, like, money. It's like they sort of finance her lifestyle. It's not like, here, you gave me 1 hour of your time for sex, so I'm going to pay you your hourly charge.
Yeah,
it's more financing their life.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what our source materials are talking about. It's like, it can be cash, but a lot of the time it's paying tuition or paying rent or buying you a purse, you know? I just don't think that there's a way for this to not be exploitative. But in that same 60 Minutes interview, I sound like a grandma talking about 60 Minutes. But one of the sugar babies that they interviewed was saying, like, it's actually risky for both sides, because there have been instances where she was saying that she goes to someone's house and very clearly sees pictures of his wife and him and their kids. And she could, you know, turn around and blackmail him and, you know, give me $5,000 or give me $10,000, or I'm going to tell your wife, you know. And I think it's like,
at that point, they should say it because he's cheating, right? Is that the context we're going with? Yeah. I mean,
but I think that's a lot of them, don't you?
I think there's a lot of them, especially when it comes to, from the little videos I saw here and there, a lot of them are older men who are married and just not happy in the marriage. And yeah. they have sugar babies in like different parts of the world because they travel in their private jet or whatever. And they are just in placed in these condos or whatever. So whenever he's in town, they go to her condo that he finances for. Like, that's how much money we're talking about over here.
No, I know. But so like, that's not a situation. So the guy I said was like a molasses daddy, like lower than Splenda daddy. He like
Stevia.
Yeah, whatever. while he was married, he was able to have these arrangements because, you know, his wife didn't take half of his shit. But I don't know. I think we're going to have to agree to disagree. I think it's exploitative. I think it's like code for sex work or a type of sex work. And I don't
really 100%. 100% sex work, in my opinion. I
don't really think that sugar babies can have any real regency or like say in these types of relationships.
Depends, though.
Yeah. Like, so like I just said, we can agree to disagree because I don't think.
Now, for example, like I want to be a sugar baby right now. Like I am not going to be exploited. If that man says something like I'm not agreeing up, like screw your money.
Yeah. I'll go but my so direction. Then you wouldn't be a sugar baby is what I'm saying.
For some time.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like, until
like
I get some money.
Said, we can agree to disagree because I don't think we're seeing eye to eye on this one. But with that said, let's go to our Patreon. I'll get into this man who harassed the shit out of me. And I asked some of my friends who've had sugar daddies what their experiences were like. Let's go through that on our Patreon.
Also, if you're a Silver Fox sugar daddy who's gay, please email hellosocialtakeout@gmail.com.
That's hellosocialtakeout@gmail.com. Or like you could just find Jeremy directly on Instagram.
Don't. Don't DM me.
Bye. DM I will block him. He won't block you. All right. So if 30 episodes is not enough for you, you can join us on Patreon for $5 a month, $5 US a month. You get an additional episode per week. We are starting standalone topics on our Patreon. So for some weeks, you're going to get two additional episodes. And we have an after party where we de-stress. Yeah, there you go. Decompress. So join us over there.
Yeah, and we're on Instagram, TikTok. What's our TikTok? Social Takeout Podcast, basically. It's growing pretty good. Yeah. Like in the last couple of weeks, it's been like going like super high. So go check that out. That's like super funny content there, guys. Just go check it out.
Yeah, and all of those links are on our website, hellosocialtakeout.com.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us today. Check us out on Patreon. Okay.
All right.
Bye. Bye.